every grief and bitter tears from his fair eyes fell down. Repent, fair England, now repent, repent while you have space, and do not like Jerusalem despise God's proffered grace. The prophets of the Lord, when they were sent to thee, how oftentimes would I have kept thee from an ill, even as the hen her chickens keep, but thou art stubborn still. Did concern thy peace, but now 'tis hid away. Yea, from thy eyes 'tis hid, thou shalt not see the same, and for thy sorrows coming on, thyself do only blame. Cries. Thy strong and stately towers in wrath they shall confound, and make thy sumptuous buildings all lie equal with the ground. And so upon another stone, which shall not spoiled be. Because thou knewest not the seasonable day wherein the Lord did visit thee to wash thy sins away. In triumph in sin and use all wickedness. No whit they would believe the words which he did say, but enviously did practice still to take his life away. Stout did go about to pierce his tender heart, and for his pains they stripped him and whipped him through the town, and with a wreath of prickling thorns his holy head did crown. They scorned. him gracious Lord and King, in flouting and disgrace, and throw his hands and feet, they nailed him to the cross, between two lewd and wicked thieves, but few lament his loss. A spear they pierced his side till his heart blood did fall. Yet patiently and mild he suffered everything and prayed his Father not to charge them with that grief. They thought themselves from sorrow, care, and strife. But within few years' space, as Christ before had told, the mighty Emperor of Rome came thither with courage bold. And famine ere he went, he did them quite confound. Yea, dogs and cats they eat, mice, rats, and everything. For want of food, their infants young unto the they bring. No pity could they find at this their enemy's hand, but fire, sword, and cruel death before them still did stand. Temple unto dust that stood within the same. And those that escaped the sword and fury of his hand, he made them slaves and bond slaves all within a sin and wickedness, the Lord did it confound. Awaking, land, I say, rise from the sleep of sin, cast off thy great security, which thou hast lived in. Thy God hath often called and offered thee his grace. His messengers have shown his will to thee in every place. send strange tokens in the air to make thee understand. He is offended sore at thy great wickedness, and that except thou dost repent, thy plague shall be expressed. Remember how of late the Spaniard he assailed, and how by God's especial power they ne'er a whit prevailed. Right holy life, thyself at last betake. But soon thou didst forget his favor in the same, which afterwards most grievously his wrath did so inflame, that then he plagued thee with pestilence and death, whereby in country and in town a number lost their breath. Yet wilt thou pride and covetousness thou hast continued still. Provoke not God to wrath with thy most loathsome sin, but speedily to amend thy life with prayers now begin. And therefore now, O England, at last for mercy cry, and grieve the Lord thy God no more through thy iniquity, lest he forsake thee quite, and turn like to Jerusalem thou didst despise his grace.